This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jim. My wife and I, we've been planning a summer vacation before Frog goes back to school. I think we'll go to Panama City. I can scuba dive. It's still a kind of a really Florida touristy type town.
BJ.
So Jamie walks in this morning and informs me. She's booked. Vacation with me in Panama City.
No way.
Yep.
She's going along. There's a chance her and I are on the same dive boat. Okay. She staked me. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know what she asked me, Spadil?
What?
What flight are you on?
What's your flight?
Jamie.
I saved you guys two chairs.
Unbelievable.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alrighty, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059. Also on the Odyssey app. Yep, it's free. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. The podcast, everything is there. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
I heard the Avs got their butts kicked last night.
They got demolished last night.
Yeah, they got killed last night. Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I watched that Avalanche game for about 30 seconds yesterday, and I turned it off when they got that double scored on them in the first. Just bam.
Two. Thank you for the
boom,
update.
Boom.
Yeah. Yep. You got it. Uh-huh. Good morning, Jamie. Yeah.
Hi. What's going on? What's happening?
Spadil, what are you now talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. Spadil's giving us an update on the Avs.
I scored on them in like 30 seconds, and then I turned the game off because it was obvious they were going to lose.
All right.
Anyway, what? I know, I'm missing everything.
Yeah, you're missing everything.
I'm missing everything.
Carson, how is he doing since the Avs got their butts kicked last night?
I'm sorry, Carson.
Yeah. So, okay.
Then I went to Spadil about it.
Yeah.
And Spadil gave me the reason why he turned it off in the first 20 seconds.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, now I'm up to date.
He felt they were going to lose.
Okay.
And he didn't want to go through the pain of it all.
Right. He's a fair weather fan.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
You're a little dolled up this morning.
No, I don't feel dolled up. Because I took a shower?
Maybe it's me.
Maybe you're feeling frisky.
Yeah. maybe some of that testosterone stuff has kicked in or
maybe.
Something.
Oh, maybe. Did you get beads in your butt?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you haven't?
I'm thinking about it, though.
You did that one time.
Yeah, I did it a couple
of times.
You
felt like it made you edgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't make me edgy at the right places.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a question. Speaking of having procedures done, remember how I canceled on my Botox girl like for the third time?
Yeah.
So the first two times was when I was in California with my son, and she always schedules me on Monday because she can get me in at 10:30.
Right.
And so both times coming back from California, I was like exhausted, right?
Right.
Well, then when I came back from San Diego, I was actually sick. Like you guys were here. You saw it, like I was sick, right? And so I canceled again. And then I wrote her and I said, I'm so sorry, but I'm literally so sick. And I'm going to have to cancel. And I understand if you want to drop me as a client, right? Remember?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she wrote back, thanks for letting me know.
That's all she said.
That's all she said.
Oh, she didn't mention anything about the client.
No. I don't know what to do
like
about it.
Like rescheduling?
Because I was looking at my forehead today. You guys, I can totally move it. And like, look at that. Like, look how wrinkly. I just so wrinkly.
I thought you were dolled up.
No, look how I can do everything. I can do it all.
Now that I look at it,
I know, look
at it. You know what?
What does that mean?
I think she's dropped you.
It sounds like it.
Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
I don't know. She gave her the option.
And I know.
And then she doesn't have to go through the uncomfortable part of telling you that she doesn't want you to come back now.
But you think that, yeah. I mean, maybe because you think
you guys
about rescheduling.
I think you guys are right because I think if she hadn't dropped me, she would say, oh, don't worry about it. We've been doing this for years.
Yes.
You know, I'll I can get you in sometime next week.
Yeah. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be like, hey, no problem, but with what she wrote.
Thanks for letting me know.
Thanks for letting me know. That means thanks for letting me know that you realize that this is uncalled for.
Yeah.
And I cannot continue to put you on the list when you don't show up.
Exactly.
That's what it means.
I think it.
Because it just ends on her part.
I mean, it's fine. It's always, two grand.
We'll take card 9 to be a Botox person. Give me some Botox because that person's
Botox,
gone.
I need Botox. Look at you guys. Look at my face. I know you're in your cars or whatever, but look.
Oh, man. All right, we'll get into this hurricane a little bit later on,
too.
Oh,
you were so sad.
That thing was crazy. Yeah, I was a little sad.
So
I wanted
sad.
A little bit more action.
I know. When I let BJ know it was a Category 3, he was so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to stay a 5.
I tell you what I'm sad about. Carson's heard it since he's been here this morning, is that I'm very sad because I feel like we all got duped on this Lieutenant Dan guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That guy's a scammer.
Yeah, he is. Yes. He has a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
I
he's
know.
Got all kinds of crap going on
I
the
know.
Side.
I know, he does.
I don't know if he stayed in the boat or not. I have no idea. The mayor said they were going to arrest him if he didn't get out of there. I don't know what happened, but this guy, there's something shady. First of all, Dan's not even his name. His name's Joseph.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
In case you guys don't know, there's a guy that's really shady and he's on a boat there.
Yeah, he's down on a boat.
It's a little boat.
Small boat.
Yeah.
And he was going to ride the storm out in Tampa Bay last night. And this guy, smell a rat now.
He's shady.
Yeah, he's very shady, Jamie. He's trying to take us all for a ride.
Well, and I noticed at the end, like, everybody's comments were like, let him die, I don't care.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
It turned bad real
fast.
Yeah,
like people just turned on him.
One-legged Dan.
Yeah. It got weird.
He did get weird. All right, BJ and Jamie, just getting started this morning. We'll be right back. Welcome to a Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Usher. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning and welcome to a Thursday. Going to be 82 again today? Wow.
Yep.
Man,
crazy.
Oh, man. It is crazy, isn't it?
I know.
This weather.
Yep.
We're midway through October. All right, coming up this morning, we have the Fly Away to Vegas, Maroon 5. We'll do that at 8 o'clock with a code word. We have the Fray. That's at 8:30 this morning. They're going to be at Mission Ballroom. And then we have, was that a beer?
Yes. I really need it today.
Okay.
It's been very stressful life as.
Oh, I get it. Then we have BJ Night at El Paso Speedway.
Yep,
yeah.
That's exciting.
By the way, I ran into a friend yesterday. Well, my neighbor. His name's Lugnut Paul.
Uh-huh.
Lugnut Paul is in the car industry. I mean, as you can tell with Lugnuts being in his name. Lugnut Paul told me that the El Paso County Raceway, the event on Saturday, he said it's a bigger deal than you think.
Whoa.
He's been down there. Because
is it Callahan?
Yeah.
Callahan. That's where it is. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because the name is deceiving.
It is deceiving.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It is deceiving. I thought Pueblo. I don't even know where I'm going.
I know. Yeah,
okay?
Right?
But they say it's a big deal, JB.
Whoa.
That the place could be packed on Saturday night. We're talking thousands.
Thousands.
Thousands of fans down there just to see me.
I mean, that is kind of a big deal.
That is.
Because you know why? Because you are a big deal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big.
Now, did you ever do what I said? BJ is like...
Well...
Okay.
I put it in the cart. The problem is, it wouldn't come until Tuesday.
Well, you can find another one that will.
I know. I kept looking.
You didn't.
Yes, I did, Jamie. Okay. I did.
So he's taking his son, right, who's 6 years old, and he's going to be super excited about being in a race car and all that stuff. So I told him to go on Amazon because right now it's Halloween, right? So there's going to be little kid racing, you know, jumpsuits with numbers on them and like the fake patches and STP and, you know, all the stuff on them. And I said, go on. Well, he didn't do it. And he's like, oh, they're expensive. And I was like, so you'd rather spend that money gambling? And he's like, well, you're not wrong there.
I don't like that pressure you put on me. You'd rather spend the $36 on a horse, would you?
And you said
yes.
You said yes.
Yep.
It's so I was $36. Like, he'll only wear this thing one time.
No, he can wear it at Halloween, too.
Yeah. He'll remember it, too, forever.
Yeah, and
we have a Halloween costume.
Well, he'll probably dress up, too. I mean, like, they wear those things later.
Yeah, if he likes racing, he'll probably wear it just on a random day.
Exactly.
All right, I'll see if I can order it now.
Yeah, whatever.
Right,
I'm not trying with you anymore.
No, I'm going to prove it to
you. I'm not trying to give your child a happy life anymore. I'm done.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm done.
Yes, you are.
I give up.
You know what a schmuck I am, so you're going to go ahead and try to step in and take over the parenting.
Oh, my God, it's so funny because my son's truck needs to be driven, so I drove here today And and I don't know if I respect my kid or if I'm terrified of my kid, but my kid loves his truck as much as Carson loves his car.
Like, yeah. It's a passion.
Right? And I mean, you guys are a different breed, right? Like, my son's truck is meticulously clean. He had it completely cleaned and detailed. A guy came to our house and, like, detailed.
And that's no joke. When you get those services, it's no joke.
And he paid for it himself because he had a job. So he paid for himself. It was like $200. Yeah. The guy came and details everything. So this car is meticulous. So I have a Nature Valley granola bar. Oh. You know, the green one? Yeah. I didn't eat it. I didn't eat it in the car. I always eat it in my car. I eat it in my car and get the crumbs everywhere because they fall apart. Nope. I brought it in here. I was like, I can't decide if I'm terrified of my kid or I have mad respect for the fact that he takes care of it.
Yeah, you gave me a heart attack when you said you brought it. I was like, no!
That Nature Valley, the green ones, or, well, it doesn't matter what color they are. All of them. The peanut butter ones. What the hell?
They fall apart instantly.
Oh my God. You eat like one little part of it and the rest is on your floor.
It's everywhere.
It is.
They're delicious.
They are so good.
I love them. I do too. Man, they're a mess. God, all right, Jamie, look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Order place.
Okay. Ooh, you got the ugly one.
Delivery. That's the only one that can come tomorrow. Hat is like, I don't know, kind of fancy.
You could have gone to Spirit.
Oh, that's true. Did you guys see the Spirit's also going to turn into a Christmas store?
Yeah. Yeah.
What in the
Spirit
hell?
Christmas. That's a good idea. I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
It depends on what they sell.
Yeah.
I don't know how
cheap it's going to be. Yeah.
Well, but for a lot of people, I think it would be a good thing.
Yeah, but what I'm with Carson. What is it?
I just want to see what kind of merchandise they have.
Is it going to be quality or is it going to be like
a Dollar Tree Christmas trees?
That's what I feel like.
That, you know?
Yeah, it's not going to be like Michael's.
No, but I think there's a market for that. I think it's a good idea. I think the Spirit Halloween stores, I mean, they can convert them so easily.
Although
and they
Spirit
take over.
Is expensive.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And it's not exactly junk, all of it. I mean, there's some, but it's not all. I think it's a good idea.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, they've never done this before, so we'll see how
it goes. We'll see how it goes, yeah. But they're going to do that with all the stores, right?
Select.
Yeah. Select stores. Yeah,
I think it's mainly just the East Coast.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because unless you go to a specific store, like the one over here in Littleton, you don't have stores that are just wall-to-wall Christmas.
They're what?
You don't go to stores that are wall-to-wall Christmas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, except for that North Pole, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You go to that one, but that one's kind of expensive, too.
I don't know.
Right? Credit card. All right. The hat is a little, I don't know, a little. But it looks like something you'd wear in Paris.
Yeah.
That hat. Yeah. It looks French. Okay. Yeah. So we'll ditch the hat.
Okay.
But the uniform is going to be there tomorrow.
Nice.
So I do care.
He's going to be excited.
Yeah. And it cost me $29.
That's how many bets. Hey, you were going to do a bet yesterday. You were excited about some kind of something.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Not so well. No. Lost. Damn Kansas City Royals.
Why don't you put it in a high quality mutual fund?
Well, I thought I did. I felt like I did when I placed
it. Take that money every time and put it in a high quality mutual fund.
I thought the return was going to be incredible, Jamie.
I know you did.
I mean, I was there.
He was there. He was excited.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty, well, as you know, yesterday and still kind of going on, I think it's Category 1, Hurricane Milton leaves more than 2.6 million homes without power and businesses as well. Hopefully we can get a hold of Angel this morning.
Yeah, we're going to try to track her down.
Okay, so she's our friend that was in the, I don't know, in the heat of it.
Yeah, she didn't take it very seriously, it seemed, too, because, yeah. I mean, she was like, okay, it's going to go south. We're not going to, we'll find out if it met her expectations or not, but I think it did.
Milton was, in fact, downgraded to Category 1 hurricane, so there were 17 tornadoes, but here's why I bring it up. It's not really part of tabloid trash, but what is that Anderson Cooper was out for doing live coverage for CNN. I didn't even know they did that, because I only go to the Weather Channel for, you know.
It's so weird.
CNN doesn't seem like the people that be out in the street with Anderson Cooper. He doesn't seem strong enough to be out there.
Well, they had full coverage yesterday.
Yeah? Yeah, I didn't see it.
So did Fox.
So Anderson Cooper, in the middle of all this, I guess he gets hit with something. Like, I didn't see it, but Spadil said it was like a piece of garbage or something.
Yeah, it looks like a road sign.
It does. It's pretty big, too.
Oh, it's big?
Yeah, it looks like a piece.
Is it metal? I don't know if it's metal, but it's about the size of his head when it hits him.
It looks like a road sign.
All right, here it is.
And the water now is really starting to pour over. If you look at the ground, whoa. Okay. That wasn't good. We'll probably go inside shortly.
Oh, it didn't sound like it really hurt him that bad.
No, I think it just startled
him. Oh, I thought it was like he was going to be like down on the ground like in pain or something.
In other footage I saw, he's like literally holding on to trees for dear life.
Oh, really?
And everyone was like, get Anderson Cooper out of there, man.
He's not strong enough. He doesn't have the leg muscles for this.
I will say, Spadil, you sold it better than the audio was.
Yeah, for sure.
You sold it good when you came in here.
Because I thought he was really hurt.
Yeah.
And like you said the word pummeled.
Yeah, pummeled.
Yeah.
I felt like I hit him pretty hard.
Can I hear it one more time, please?
Yes, yeah, he's pummeled.
And the water now is really starting to pour over. If you look at the ground, whoa. Okay. That wasn't good. We'll probably go inside shortly.
I don't know. I thought something else in my head. All right. Anyway, you know how Peyton Manning and his brother, they watch football, they watch live football and do commentary.
ESPN2.
Yeah. Well, they had Bill Belichick on, and it was so funny, you guys, because they're watching the game, the Kansas City Chiefs game, and when they show Taylor Swift in the suite, as soon as they show Taylor Swift in the suite, here's what Bill Belichick does.
That's what we all do. Not just him. Here we go.
They literally show her. They show her, and he says this.
I think everybody outside of Kansas, even Kansas City fans, probably are starting to feel
that
way.
I agree with that. By the way, if you heard that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged, they in fact are not engaged. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are not engaged. The rumor began spreading with Troy Aikman. He started it. He said that he heard from his friend that they're heading to the altar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so...
He has sources, huh?
Yeah, I guess. God. He said, someone actually reached out to me today and said they're actually engaged. Yeah. And so everybody took off with that, and then now reports are, no, they're actually not.
I like Troy Aikman. I think he's a good commentator. But I'm really disappointed that he's fallen into this trap.
I know.
It kind of takes away from his credibility now.
Yeah, it really does. But it's a way to get impressed.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, right? All right. Sean Diddy Combs hopes to suppress evidence of Cassie, of that whole Cassie assault that we all saw in the hotel. They're going to try to prove that the government leaked it and that they were trying to go after him with this. And so it was a leak and that they gave it to CNN. So we'll see what happens. But... that's what they're going to try to do is like not let the jury see it.
But and it doesn't change the facts, though, of our perception of him.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, even if it was leaked, who cares? You beat her up.
He just doesn't want the jury to see it.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that, in fact,
I don't think that's going to work. Do you?
Or not. I don't really know enough about law, to be honest, how that works to say, like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if the government intentionally tried to leak it to us to see it, there is something wrong with that. All right. Jennifer Lopez is speaking about her divorce. It is the longest thing on the planet. I can't even go into it. She just goes on and on about how she didn't know that she could be alone because of her childhood. She was a middle child and it was really hard because she was ignored and her dad worked too much.
Yeah, it was a long-winded response.
God. And she always thought that she had to have love to be whole. And she didn't realize that she could be alone because it's so lonely to be alone. What?
I saw the article, but I just looked at the pictures. Man, they're good.
What do you mean, what pictures?
She's in the magazine. What magazine is that? And I'm sure it's online. It's not exactly a magazine, I guess. But
US Weekly, I think?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's something else. But she's got those big, looks like snakeskin boots on.
Oh, nice.
Have you seen those? Oh, man.
I didn't see the picture.
Good picture.
Anyway, she said, being in a relationship doesn't define me. I can't be looking for happiness in other people. We've been saying this for years. We've been saying you can't be alone. And she acts like she can be alone, but then when she says, I finally realized I can be alone, but then she says this, but being alone feels lonely, unfamiliar, scary. It feels sad. It feels desperate.
Yeah, she can't be alone.
She can't be alone. No. I mean, that just proves it.
Yeah, no, that just says it right there.
We should guess who she's going to be with next.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I felt like Brad Pitt there for a while, but he's taken now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
What is she wearing?
Is that the boots?
No, I don't see any boots. I just see a bikini that's leopard, and she's covering her boobs with her leopard skin glove.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I've missed that one.
Start searching again.
Yeah.
Well, let me get back over here to my computer.
Yeah, because... Oh, the cover, I see what you saw,
DJ. Yeah,
you need to go deeper.
Because you scratched the surface. Oh, really?
Yeah, there's one where she's in leopard skin panties covering her boobies with leopard skin.
That's me running to my computer.
Like Fred Flintstone.
It was Interview Magazine, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the those pictures. I don't know.
Go deeper.
Yeah.
All right. And then finally, Lisa Marie Presley. They are going through her book, her memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown. She talks about the whole thing with Michael Jackson. She calls him a snake. She said that he was really calculated. I feel like by the way, they did have sex, I guess. And she was the one that took away his virginity at 35. But I think that Michael Jackson had it in his head that he wanted the king of rock and roll or whatever you call it. And Michael Jackson, who's legendary, he wanted those babies.
King of pop, king of rock.
Yeah, I think he wanted those babies, and that was really calculated. She said everything was great. They were madly in love with each other. And all of a sudden he started, though, taking drugs. And he got so deep into drugs that she couldn't take it anymore. And she actually calls him a snake in the book.
Wow.
Yeah. I wouldn't think she'd say that after he died.
Snake.
A snake. That's not good. That's not nice. You know, especially a dead guy, right?
Yeah, he's been called worse.
Well, that's true. She said that's why he started taking drugs is because of the allegations. He couldn't take it anymore, so he turned to drugs. But anyway. All right, I'm done. There you go. Very exciting crap. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.